Lochlomora's rule of thumb was this. A good confidence game took 3 months to plan, 3 weeks to rehearse, and 3 seconds to win or lose the victim's trust forever. This time around, he planned to spend those 3 seconds getting strangled. Locke was on his knees, and Carlo, standing behind him, had a hemp rope coiled 3 times around his neck. The rough stuff looked impressive, and it would leave Locke's throat a very credible shade of red. No genuine Camorri assassin old enough to waddle in a straight line would garrote with anything but silk or wire, of course, the better to crease the victim's windpipe. Yet if Don Lorenzo Salvara could tell a fake strangling from the real thing in the blink of an eye at 30 paces, they'd badly misjudged the man they planned to rob, and the whole game would be shot anyway.
"Can you see him yet, or bug signal?"
Locke hissed his question as lightly as he could, then made a few impressive gurgling sounds. "No signal. No Don Salvara. Can you breathe?"
"Fine, just fine," Locke whispered. "But shake me some more. That's the convincer."
They were in the dead-end alley beside the old Temple of Fortunate Waters. The temple's prayer waterfalls could be heard gushing somewhere behind the high plaster wall. Locke clutched once again at the harmless coils of rope circling his neck and spared a glance for the horse staring at him from just a few paces away, laden down with a rich-looking cargo of merchants' packs. The poor dumb animal was gentled. There was neither curiosity nor fear behind the milk-white shells of its unblinking eyes. It wouldn't have cared even had the strangling been real. Precious seconds passed. The sun was high and bright in a sky scalded free of clouds, and the grime of the alley clung like wet cement to the legs of Locke's breeches. Nearby, Jean Tannen lay in the same moist muck while Galdo pretended, mostly, to kick his ribs in. He'd been merrily kicking away for at least a minute, just as long as his twin brother had supposedly been strangling Locke. Don Salvara was supposed to pass the mouth of the alley at any second, and ideally rush in to rescue Locke and Jean from their assailants. At this rate, he would end up rescuing them from boredom.
"God,"
Carlo whispered, bending his mouth to Locke's ear as though he might be hissing some demand.
"Where the hell is that damned Salvara? And where's Bug? We can't keep this shit up all day. Other people do walk by the mouth of this damned alley." "Keep strangling me," Locke whispered. "Just think of 20,000 full crowns and keep strangling me. I can choke all day if I have to."